But before we do that, we will talk about this piece in the Irish Times. And it's more the photo than maybe the contents of the article that caught my eye this morning. It's Tim O'Brien doing an interview with Pascal Donoghue, who is a minister in the Department of Transport. And the photo's great. Pascal Donoghue is relatively new to that department. A very nice fellow, I know, for bumping into him about the place. But I was struck by the rest of the photo. Whatever about the minister himself, there sitting proudly in his office, wearing a good tie and his mug. And then to his shoulder left on the counter behind him are about one, two, what it looks like about six, like kind of bobble-headed figures. And I'm sure I can see Han Solo there and Yoda. And Luke Skywalker's in there, and then there's a Doctor Who, one of the Daleks in there, and a couple of others I didn't know. I was intrigued. He joins us on the line. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Ryan.
Thanks for being a good sport to take our call this morning, because obviously you've many, many important issues to deal with in a given day. But because it's Friday and we're feeling a bit giddy, we said we'd give you a call to ask you to explain yourself in a very kind of non-Morning Ireland way, and tell us a little bit about your collection of sci-fi figures.
Well, I suppose most people are used to hearing me on the radio or on telly talking about my job and talking about politics. But outside of all of that, I just have a huge interest in books and music and in films. And one of the genres I've always been particularly interested in is crime and science fiction. And I've always enjoyed Star Wars, Doctor Who films and telly programs. And over the years, I've just built up a collection of them. And I just have a small number of them in my office that just reminds me of other things that I am interested in, on top of all the very serious work I try to do each day.
Yeah.
And they were in the background of the photo that was taken today.
it's always the way with photographs in when you're in the public eye like this, that people tend to gravitate towards what's around you rather than, I'm sorry for your troubles, but rather than yourself. So do you want to talk us through a little bit of the figures I'm looking at here in the paper this morning?
Well, they're figures that I've either got myself or they're given to me as presents. They just reflect a few of the different programs and films that I watch, and many of your viewers watch and will be aware, many of your listeners watch and will be aware of too. I think there's some things from Star Wars there, from Doctor Who, and from Star Trek, and I just have a little collection of them. I normally get one or two every year, and I just collected them, and when I moved into my new job, I moved them into that office, and they're there.
So what's the little red one at the end near the Dalek?
That is, I think, a little creature that features in the second trilogy of the Star Wars films.
Oh, and the guy with the kind of winged mask and the yellow helmet.
Now you're testing me again.
Sorry. Well, they're on your desk.
He is a Star Wars figure again that I got a gift of. And he's there along with the more familiar figures of Han Solo and Yoda. And then the Dalek is there. And then a couple of figures, I think, from Marvel Comics like Wolverine.
And a Wolverine, that's it. Okay, and who's your favourite Doctor?
I think now I would be probably, I think the guy at the moment is doing well, and I think he's going to do better.
Peter Capaldi.
As the series goes on, I'm enjoying him.
Well, you'd like that if you liked In the Thick of It, which I'm sure you did.
I did enjoy In the Thick of It. I thought it was really good, but I always have to disappoint people and tell them that the real world of politics and what goes on is nowhere near as profane as you might see in The Thick of It.
But there's elements of panic on occasion, I'm sure, that echo that TV show.
Of course there are.
There are. All these figures, are they gifts, or do you go into Forbidden Planet for them, or what happens?
I buy a lot of them in Forbidden Planet. I remember when Forbidden Planet opened up in Dawson Street in the city centre.
Yep.
And it's now on the Keys, and I've been a regular customer of theirs over the years. But a lot of my friends would know that kind of books and music and that kind of thing are really big passions of mine, and at birthdays and different points, this is what I tend to get as a gift.
So what are you listening to on your phone? Like, what music is
what
helping you?
What I'm listening to at the moment, I'm listening to Benjamin Booker and Ben Howard.
Okay.
And I also have some more kind of favourite bands that I've listened to over the years, like The Hold Steady would be big favourites of mine. And then I'm reading the new James Ellroy novel at the moment, Perfidia.
I'm I'm sure you don't get a heap of time to read, but you probably need to read something like that to get you the hell out of ministerial.
I read every day, and I listen to a lot of music when I can, but mostly at the weekends. Funnily enough, like a lot of the writing and the new writing that's going on in Ireland, indirectly, I do find it a great help for my job, because I think writers, new writers that are coming up, like Donal Ryan, who wrote Spinning Heart.
Love that, yeah.
And then there's a magnificent young short story writer called Colin Barrett, who's just published a collection called Young Skins.
Okay. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's...
Won the Rooney Prize
absolutely,
earlier on in the year.
Yeah.
Now, they're writing all these magnificent works of fiction for their readers and as works of art. But, you know, there's some themes and insights in their works of fiction that better anything you'll get in any study of economics or politics going on in our country.
Yeah, so it's reassuring to know that you're reading around beyond the brief, as it were, and you should give John Boyne's new book, A History of Loneliness, a go as well. It's a fine read.
Well, it's one thing that I always feel very strongly about. I mean, a lot of the new writing that's going on in Ireland, young contemporary writers, people like Kevin Barry, Audrey McGee, Peter Murphy, who's wrote has a fantastic book out earlier on in the year called We Gather at the River. Just extraordinary writers. And in the midst of all of the unravelling that has gone on, we have all these young writers that are coming forward that are documenting what's happening and talking about where we are. And I think people like those writers, people like Paul Murray, who wrote Skippy Dog.
Yeah, I enjoyed that tremendously.
They're just fantastic.
What about, getting back to your bobble-headed figures of the Star Trek and various characters from Star Wars, when people come into your office to talk about ministerial business, are their eyes drawn to the collection of figurines?
Well, their eyes normally do get drawn a bit over towards them, and most people normally ask what they are, and I'm always very happy to tell them why they're there and why I enjoy them, because I adore my job and I work as hard as I can at it, but inevitably it is always focusing on serious issues and matters.
And some
of the time it can just help with the work you're doing if you can try and give people a sense of who's behind the job or how I think about things.
Yeah, certainly a talking
point. Inadvertently, I appear to have done the same with the photograph this morning.
There's no doubt. I think you'll get a couple of texts or comments in the next day or two on it. I remember when you got the job, when you got the promotion to transport, tourism and sport, there was a lot of talk at the time that part of the reason you got it was because you went through the harsh process of being interviewed by Vincent Brown every other day to take the flak for the government when anything was hitting the fan. And I noticed that you also have a mug on your desk, only the one mug, and that is what looks like to me a Tonight with Vincent Brown mug. Is that your idea of a joke? And I mean that respectfully, because it's a good joke.
No, not at all. I mean, I have done that show quite a bit over the years.
Yeah, God help you.
I never do it to go on and take the flak. I always do it because I believe people like me, as a minister and in the job I did before that, should have a duty to be explaining what we're doing and putting our best case forward. And I always, or nearly always, enjoy doing it, because I do believe a core part of what politics is about is putting forward your case and argument as well as you can.
So you like Vincent, essentially?
Well, look, I deal with him regularly enough, and he is an essential part of how we do politics here in Ireland. And that particular mug follows on from the night the Anglo-Irish promissory notes were liquidated. And I did the Vincent Brown show for over 2 hours in a single evening.
So these are mementos in some ways
of that.
Okay. Well, look, we'll leave it there. It's been good of you to take the call. Obviously, we'll talk another day, no doubt, about the more serious issues. But it being Friday and we enjoyed the photo, thanks for taking our call this morning. Is the Cabinet aren't dressing up for Halloween today like the children, are they?
No, but I always think today is one of the best days of the school year. When I was in my school this morning with my kids, to see everybody coming in all dressed up, and to my great delight, somebody who got out of the car behind me was dressed as the Weeping Angel from Doctor Who. It should have been an omen, Ryan, of what was to come.
And that made your day, did it?
It made my day.
Good to talk to you, Minister Pascal Donoghue. Have a good day. Thanks very much indeed. All right.